The following interview was conducted with Arlen Suderman, the chief commodities economist for Intel FC Stone, on Friday, February 22, 2019. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for Intel FC Stone, based in Kansas City, a long track record of real-world analysis of what's going on. Arlen, the last time we spoke, you expressed a likelihood that China would buy a sizable quantity of corn this year. What are your thoughts now?
Well, we continue to hear interest from buyers in China, although private buyers are afraid to do so yet. We still think there's some interest among the government buyers. There's a financial incentive to do so as well. They could buy U.S. corn at the Gulf, freight it across the Pacific, blend it with lower quality 2015 corn that's in the reserve, and sell it at auction and make a profit. So the math works, and that's one of the reasons we've been thinking this is just a natural for them trying to have something to help narrow the trade deficit part of these trade talks. So we're still cautiously optimistic it can happen, although with China, you never know what to count on until it actually does happen. And we think it's there. For the U.S. market to be impacted, we need them to not only buy corn, but ethanol and DDGs as well. Otherwise, we just further pinch, we push corn prices up and further pinch processors. The good news is we continue to also hear talk, and even from the trade talks coming out this week, we continue to hear talk of China also buying ethanol and DDGs, including removing all the tariffs, which on DDGs are very high right now with the anti-dumping tariffs on them. So we remain cautiously optimistic that that could still happen this year.
Arlen, if the trade dispute with China lessens or ends, do you see that country returning to its old ways of buying huge quantities of soybeans every year?
Well, that's what we all hope, but I don't see it happen. And yes, part of that is because of the sense that we have shoved them away from us. I know that's a common thinking in the ag industry, but I think a bigger component here is the African swine fever problem. As I talk to our people in our Shanghai office, they continually to talk about how much liquidation has happened in the hog industry there. And basically the numbers we have, that sow numbers are down by 10 million. And so that's going to keep numbers down for quite some time with the disease still not under control and feeders afraid to get back into the business. And soybean demand right now down about 20%, and that number keeps creeping higher on us. So that is probably the bigger factor right now. Ultimately, we have too many soybeans in the world, both on both sides of the equator, and the market needs to do the job of fixing that problem.
Turning to the U.S. for this spring, planting projections coming out now are at over 91 million acres of corn in the U.S. Do you agree with that number?
I feel pretty good with that number, 91 million. We surveyed our clients back in October and again in the first half of February, and we continue to get that consistent number right around 91.2 million acres in both of our surveys. So we feel pretty good about that, both from the survey numbers and from anecdotal reports and talking to our clients and talking to producers across the country.
Something else hard to measure, and that is the mood of grain farmers right now. We're going to see a lot of them at Commodity Classic next week, but what do you sense on the mindset of farmers now going into this year?
Yeah, I'll be at Commodity Classic next week as well, and because I always love that interaction with the farmers and opportunity to visit with them. And as I've done meetings this winter, I've sensed a cautious optimism, but yet a sense of apprehension. Things are getting much tighter in farm country. They really appreciated the aid from the USDA that we received here in recent months, but they really want to see trade opened up. And they have some hope there that we can finally get a trade agreement that will open up China, not just return of soybeans, but China has essentially shut the door on U.S. corn since 2013 and DDGs and ethanol in the last few years and grain sorghum over the last year for even prior to the trade war. They want to see all the door opened up to all those products once again and feel like if that happens, then we can kind of restore some sense of profitability and start building equity in our farms again.
Arlen, this may be in review of what we've talked about, but what do you see that could push grain markets higher in 2019?
Well, obviously, the biggest focus right now is on the China trade talks. With the rhetoric right now coming out of the talks that China's offered to buy at least $30 billion worth of U.S. agricultural commodities above 2017 levels each year for the life of the Memorandum of Understanding. If indeed that gets pinned in, that would be more than doubling the purchases that we saw prior to this trade war, and that certainly be expected to help prices. But I would say more specifically, narrowly, and I don't think that'll be enough to fix the soybean balance sheet, but it should help the other ag commodities. I would say bigger than that right now is outside of China, if we get no trade agreement with China, we are looking at the corn balance sheet outside of China being a just-in-time supply. That means we're amply supplied with corn if there's no weather problems, but if there is a weather problem, the market could respond very quickly. So if we don't get a trade agreement, I would say our hopes for a real stimulus in the market would be if there's a weather problem in a major producing part of the world, be it Brazil or be it the Black Sea or here in the Midwest.
There's a number University of Illinois economists put out this past week of 381 as the average price for corn for the year of 2019. Any response to that?
My number is small. Is quite a bit higher than that. I say quite a bit. I need to define that. Based on what I've said about growing global demand for corn, in the absence of any business, any fresh business with China, we see, assuming trend yields, we see the balance sheet continuing to tighten up and supporting higher values. So we would see a price with a 4 in front of it for the 2019-20 marketing year, again, assuming trend yields around the world. And if China gets involved, that pushes us to the upper 4s. For cash prices. If China doesn't get involved, we're probably talking somewhere in the lower 4s.
Could ask you the same question on soybeans. What price you think we might see in 2019?
We make our cash price projections based on historical price relationships of the cash market versus stocks-to-use ratios. And we're in uncharted territory right now. We have no history going back to the 1960s of stocks-to-use ratios being this high. And so, you know, you could say prices should be several dollars lower than that. It really comes down to how the funds are going to adapt to these price levels. One thing we can say for sure is that if we do get trade barriers removed with China, then the job of the market in South America and Brazil and Argentina will be to have a lower price than the United States to make sure they get rid of their surplus supplies when both sides have surplus. And so in that scenario, I see a trade war, so to speak, or price wars, maybe a better way to put it, between United States and South America, which could drive prices down to maybe possibly even having a 7 in front of them. There's some real concerns about the downside risk in this market.
Anything else that I have missed, Arlen, that you think is important for farmers to know?
All the focus right now is on the trade talks with China. Lingering in the background, and I think about to become a more significant issue, is trade talks with Europe are expected to ratchet up in early March. Now, reportedly, President Trump has a recommendation on his desk on whether to put tariffs on autos coming from Europe to the United States. The fear is that that says, yes, push those tariffs up. Europe already has a retaliatory list of tariffs. At the central part of this potential trade war with Europe is the fact that President Trump is demanding that agriculture be part of those trade negotiations. He wants to open the door to U.S. ag commodities going to Europe, which are very limited right now. And if he's able to do that, that could be very positive for the U.S. grain and oilseed markets. Europe, though, is insisting that agriculture not be a part of those trade talks. And to do so would mean they would have to sacrifice some significant core values of small family farms and no GMOs. And so I think this is one of the things we need to be watching going forward over the next couple months to see how that plays out.
That's Arlen Suderman, the Chief Commodities Economist for Intel FC Stone. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.